and from business to burlesque, which is enjoying something of a revival right now. Hundreds of performers and fans are meeting this weekend at the Teezorama convention in Los Angeles. And in New York, some people like the revived art form so much they're taking lessons from the pros. Correspondent Jessie Graham went to a burlesque class, and she learned that there's more to stripping than the bump and grind.
Burlesque theaters closed up when porn entered the mainstream in the 50s. These days, it's enjoying a renaissance thanks to female fans and performers like Dr. Ducky Doolittle, whose gimmick is sitting in cakes.
And I want you to remember that this isn't about raunch. It isn't about like what we see on MTV or at strip clubs where people are touching their breasts or touching their bodies. You really try not to touch yourself in burlesque. You can skim.
Ducky teaches a monthly burlesque class at Boudoir Bar in Brooklyn. The place is closed for the night to give students some privacy. Most of them are first-timers.
Okay, so let's start building a persona. I'm going to start by very quickly showing you a few burlesque performers that from the past and today to show you sort of what some other people are doing. This is Betty Page, the one that I was talking about, who is the most ridiculous dancer. I think she's great. But look at her face. I mean, this woman, granted she had a rockin' body, but her face is what really speaks to people.
Ducky, herself a Rubenesque beauty, tells her students to love their bodies no matter what. If that doesn't work, she suggests showcasing their best features and camouflaging their so-called flaws.
Let's see. Always point your toes. If you're going to put your foot out, point your toes. And you build your own show. I mean, this is your show. I'm just giving you ideas and things that you can do. But, you know, I think that if people want to see a strip show, they go to a strip club. If they want to see burlesque and humor and you know, real women, real live, beautiful women, you do burlesque. So
her students, all women, drag their chairs up to the bar's little stage. Among them are a bill collector, a paralegal, a bartender. They've all taken on new names and outrageous costumes from Ducky's collection.
She took off her cardigan. She's hiking up her little kilt.
2 hours ago, this 33-year-old out-of-work electrician was nervously clutching her drink at the bar. Now, she's wearing a hiked-up kilt, an Oxford shirt, a cardigan, and a very naughty smile. They call her Muffy Knockefeller.
I feel like I'm like playing dress-up. I feel like I'm back in preschool, except my mother would never have approved.
Muffy came with her pal, the Dodgy Dog, a clothing store owner and mother of two.
I thought it would be a kick. I thought it would be fun for Charlie and me. We saw the advertisement, and we were both just kind of just looking for something fun to do and spice up our lives and have a laugh. I've never done anything like this in my life. You know, when you have kids, it sort of takes a little bit of a backseat, and I'm just thinking of all my ways that I can bring back a relationship, basically.
Not everyone is ready to jump right in. Samantha sits by the bar wearing a white lace teddy and tap pants. She's putting off her performance until the next class.
I'm a shy person, and I'm trying to come out of my shyness. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Three of the veteran students have started their own burlesque troupe, but most of the women say they'll only be performing for each other or taking their acts home to their bedrooms. In New York, I'm Jessie Graham for Day to Day.
It was real. It was beautiful.